Today, Dr. Davis continues her teaching on the predicament of the rich young ruler as he encounters Jesus. He thought by being wealthy, this would surely give him favor with the Lord. What he didn't realize in that moment is that money, fame, and prestige cannot buy the favor of God as it does with people. He'd been taught by the rabbis that being rich was God's way of showing favor. And this conundrum of being told by Jesus to give away his money instead of growing it, it caused him confusion. God often puts people or obstacles in our way in order to redirect our steps. Here's Dr. Davis sharing the words of Jesus as he spoke to this young man.
Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing that thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Take up the cross and follow me. I see this text as the rich young ruler's final moment. He has lived his life, kept the law's commandments, but still ended up restless and running. To his credit, he ran to Jesus and bowed to him, acknowledged him as good master, but still he was empty. But Jesus, in only his way, beheld him and loved him. The very picture of grace and how the Lord leads us to ultimate truth. But Jesus can see a man's heart for what it truly is. With surgical precision, he looked through the facade of deeds that we take security in to see one critical issue. In this case, it was the one thing that he held in higher esteem than he held his need for a Savior. It is that one thing that kept him from being whole. It is that one thing that kept him from surrendering his will for the salvation of God. For him, it was his great wealth. His wealth was his master and security, but not his servant. He held on to his wealth because he believed in its security for his well-being and his future. In this case, it kept him from being reconciled to Jesus. It kept him from eternal life. For you, what is that one thing that you hold on to so valuable that the Lord keeps loving on you and drawing you to him, but you will not let it go? For him, it was wealth. We automatically equate wealth with money, but not all the time. Our wealth is what is valuable to us. All of us have something that we value. In his case, it was great wealth. He valued it so much that it held him back from Jesus. What is that one valuable thing that keeps you holding on? What is that valuable thing that occupies your thoughts, keeping your focus from God and making you restless and weary? For some of you, it may be wealth or the pursuit of wealth. But for some, it's pride, greed, your children, your job, anger, vanity, or the next best thing or the next trend. I know of someone in particular who cannot let go of a man. She is putting herself and her child in poverty to have a certain man in her home at night so that she does not have to sleep alone. She is choosing her bed over Jesus. For me, it was self. I loved myself too much and the pursuit of my own goals until I could not run any longer. Accomplishments of my medical career, the happiness lasted only a couple of hours and I was empty again. When I was alone at the time, all I could do was weep. I had ran long enough in the other direction and I surrendered my life wholeheartedly to God. I do not regret one moment of my life since surrendering it all to Christ. The Lord is merciful, gracious, loving, long-suffering. But one thing you can rest assured is that he is also jealous. He will not share the throne of your heart with anything or anyone, no matter how good we think it is. He will allow you to choose that one thing on your own free will and spend life in hell for eternity. What is that one thing on the throne of your heart keeping you from being whole and serving God wholeheartedly?
What would be that one thing in your life that's holding you back? For the rich young ruler, it was his wealth. Wealth became the idol that divided his heart. Dr. Davis would like to hear from you, helping you to discover what might be dividing your heart or holding you back. You can reach Dr. Davis by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or by regular mail at The Truth Project, P.O. Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can also message Dr. Davis on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis or visit her website at ProjectTruthMatters.com. Dr. Davis finishes the Final Moment series next week in the awkward situation the rich young ruler found himself in when he encountered Jesus. Be sure to tune in and please tell a friend about Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis because discovering the truth can set you free. Truth Matters is a production of The Truth Project.